a Dean Martin song, or any song you like, sample a bit of it and then cut and paste, as you might in a word processor. You wind up with something called a mashup. With some creativity and a computer, people are mixing together types of music that ordinarily wouldn't even occupy the same music collection. Mashups are taking the art of sampling where no band has gone before. Our music critic Will Hermes has been scouring the web, listening to these creations.
When I first heard Rapper's Delight in 1980, it wasn't the sing-song rhyming that freaked me out. It was the music, which was a letter-perfect remake of Good Times, the disco single by Chic. I'd always loved cover versions when a band would redo a song by another band in a surprising way. But Rapper's Delight took things further. It used a popular song to make an entirely new song without actually changing it very much.
I said a hit. The hip to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
Although it was recorded by a band, Rapper's Delight set the stage for 20 years of pop music based on samples, those bits of previously recorded songs that get digitally cobbled into new songs. But since copyright law requires you to both get permission from and pay royalties to the musicians you sample, there have been certain legal limits to how far you could take sampling. But if you wanted to sidestep the music industry altogether, there's no reason why you couldn't just take, say, a Public Enemy rap, and just for the heck of it, with some basic home recording gear, lay it over Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
The rebel, without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, this time they play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show, bum rush the sound. I made a year ago, I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical.
Recently, there's been an explosion of this sort of thing among DJs and computer geeks around the world. Why now? It's partly the technology. Napster and other file-sharing programs allowed millions of people access to even the most obscure recordings, including the a cappella tracks on DJ singles. And new audio software, like Acid, lets any joker sync up source material with a few mouse clicks. So suddenly, your favorite Nirvana song can morph into your favorite Destiny's Child song. These recordings are called mashups, or just bootlegs, and with the exception of a few gray market CDs and singles, you can't buy them, at least not through the normal channels of multinational entertainment corporations. Go to base58.com and click on Boom Selector, a website run by a 15-year-old Londoner named Daniel Sheldon, and you'll find dozens of song mutations from do-it-yourself bootleggers around the world. Some sound even better than the originals they were built from, like this mix of teen queen Christina Aguilera and New York City rock boys The Strokes. It isn't just the technology that's fueling the bootleg trend. I think it's also the fact that mass market pop has become so formulaic and niche-driven that it needed some new renegades to break down boundaries. Of course, today's renegades are tomorrow's advertising soundtrackers, and legal mashups, probably dull ones, are already in the works. So let's hope the bootleggers keep bootlegging, at least until they run out of ideas, which doesn't seem likely to happen anytime soon.
You keep on giving me the hold up. You know I wish you'd make your mind up. It's when we get it on the show, show.
Will Hermes is a senior contributing writer for Spin Magazine. The website mentioned in his review is base58.com.